Like Isaac Newton. With his Principia Mathematicus, as he outlaid the things that brought you into this new revolutionary time of experience. He did the best he could. But you see, this man did not write in English. Or maybe he wrote in English. Whatever, he wrote a lot in Latin. Well, here you've got a real problem. You're going to have translations, just as you have to have with any kind of writing, from one language into another. And I wonder how many of you realize that it was a mistress, a lover, of a friend, who felt that information was important enough. His name was Voltaire. To take the Principia and his mistress, the Countess Chateau de Lay, translated it. They did the best they could. And Isaac Newton said, if I have seen farther, it's because I have stood on the shoulders of giants who came before me. That is humility. That's humility. These men are big enough to sit with Germain and, quite frankly, Dormant, hour after hour, monitoring what is going into these pages. Anything that is utilized from that which they were privileged to bring, they edit word by word as she works. You would have to understand the joy of this camaraderie, because these ones have been friends. Mr. Tesla has come into the home. Each one of these wondrous scientists of your time have written personal messages to Dr. Overholt, for instance, through these hands. They don't want you misled farther. It's the time of the awakening. The time of God is at hand. That means a lot of perceptions must be changed. What is left of the planet, if it is not blown away, and at that point it would be encapsulated into gaseous ball, because all things are either cubes or spheres, period. Anything gaseous is always going to be a sphere. It will always be in rings around a central pole. If it is perceived that there is no hole, it is because of the compression which pushes it into a mass. Absolutely, without exception, from the tiniest plant stem to your body. Take any part of your body, from the hair to the cell in your blood to your bones. If you've got a cross section, you always have rings. And you are held together by compression. And how do you know that? Because if you puncture yourself, if you cut yourself right down the middle, it's going to all fall out. It doesn't go sucking in, does it? So everything is held together through compression. The electrical compression from God thought, manifesting you into what you call solid matter. You have coalesced the different elements according to the blueprint which is the thought, and you manifest it. Now, you've got to get rid of all that other garbage. You've got to get rid of the concepts that you hold of the magnet. It's really neat to push one around in a bunch of iron filings, but why does it do what it does? It is not because it's magnetized. It is the electrical circuitry. And there is only one. It doesn't go down there and change into something else and come back. The same one goes down there and goes through its cycle. And this is what we call the infinite circle of infinity. The breathing out of God, the breathing in of God, the creating, the bringing back. And that's why there is nothing but immortality. I don't care how much you would like to die, you can't do it. And you can regress, progress, do whatever you want. You can damage that soul essence just like you can damage circuitry. It's not too wise to do that. And you see what happens with your replications is that they are not the thought of creativeness of God, and therefore they are, quote, soulless, conscienceless. Some are not totally without, because part of it will have been rebred into them if they are through natural replication. And you have a planet full of those. An absolute planet full of them.
Would you give statistics? More than half?
No.
No.
No. Less than half. Unfortunately, they seem to get in high places. But that too, you see, man has created. And the term creation is very poorly chosen. Man has developed it, manufactured it. That is man's thought projection, limited solely, you see, to the physical. Because essence and thought is of God. And knowing is oneness with God. Or are we all sufficiently confused?
No.
It's really quite simple. I hear it in your mind, thinking that this is simple, and it's that simple. How you work around to be able to utilize this information will become more and more clearly outlined. It won't be that all of you will go out there and build a free energy machine. That would be foolish. You only need one. And when that one hears what he needs to hear, he'll do it. It's the ones who refuse to look at the information that you can weed them out right and left. If they refuse to look at the information, then it doesn't matter whether they would have been a good scientist or not. I can name it. If all Bruce Cathy is willing to do is learn a bunch of frequencies, which are literally physical, and close his mind and his book to any other possibilities, then he's too egotistical to even worry about. Why would you work with him when there will be someone else with right intent, waiting, knowing, expecting it. But you have to get it to those ones and allow them to turn it down. Because you're not given to know who. And some of those ones will come back. They will come back. Many have been hurt too badly. They're injured. They have to do some healing before they can put their hand out again.
Are you speaking about getting it to scientists only, or are you speaking about getting it to people in the field and laymen that are working with this thing?
Precious, scientists are all but lost.
Yes.
It will fall to the right people.
Okay.
The right ones. It's going to the right ones. We had one lovely one who was very interested early on. And I honor him. His name is John Bedini. But you see the same thing. He could not begin to believe God could really be approaching him. And he literally had the best of what you call your little boxes. But he was afraid to use high enough voltage to make it worth anything. And the higher command is willing and happy, eager to work with these ones. But it will not be given into the hands of just anyone who asks. And only through those contacts, only through those approaches, can God measure inner intent. And until it no longer revolves around self and truly is given back, re-given, the intent is wrong. And so for every frog you kiss, the prince will be rare. Is there more?
We have a new guest I don't recognize.
This is my friend Conan.
Conan?
Hi.
How do you do? Nice of you to come. Thank you, Brian, for bringing me.
Welcome to Nano Nano Land.
I've been wanting to come for some time.
I'm sorry that you didn't get the full blast. But I know that everyone has to be weary.
It's been wonderful.
I'm very, very pleased. As a matter of fact, Dorma is extremely fatigued. And I will tattle on her. She would not have come. But she's willing to serve. And I wanted to come. Be at peace about it. You're human. It's worse than that. You're not even fully human. Some of you, all of you, you are projections on yourselves. You are direct projections of the high source to serve. What is created around you is created from those projections, yes. But your ones are projected as thought manifestation to do this work. And if it's too much for you to accept your relationship, that God would come, I want you to rethink it. Where else would you send him? To whom else would you send him? still doing your job. And if you feel imperfection, accept that, knowing that too is thought projection for a number of reasons. That may be it's not time for you to fully understand.
So what happens to thought projections when they end the third dimension?
Thought projections never end on the third dimension, precious.
And do they go somewhere else? The fifth dimension?
Yes, right. Go ask someone, though. Why do you want to pick on me?
We might as well go to the best one there is.
You see, Patricia and I understand each other very well. No more fights, no more nothing.
We're really doing real well. Each other.
I had some instructions here from my agency about how to take care of people with AIDS in the home. And you might get a few laughs about it. It's like, I really want to know, for instance, they say here, hands do not need to be gloved for handling patient clothing and other articles that are not soiled. Hands do not need to be gloved to touch the patient's intact skin, for example, back rubs. Keep your hands away from mouth and face while working. Wash hands before eating. I got the impression from what you said about AIDS that, say if they call for sneeze, you could get it from
prescription.
Yes.
Okay. Wear disposable gloves when you've already told us about gloves and condoms.
Put condoms on your hands.
People who do not have AIDS can use the same bathroom as someone with AIDS.
Yeah.
All right. Dishes used by people with AIDS can be used by other people once they have been washed in hot soapy water. Allow the drain dry. Wash soiled linens and towels in a washing machine using the hot water cycle and detergent. Dry on high and dryer. Am I getting your reaction?
You're probably getting AIDS too.
So that these instructions then, that it's use hot soapy water, hot cycle washing machine, use household bleach for disinfecting. So this just isn't enough, right? I mean, that's
a lot of it's disinformation.
It's disinformation.
It's disinformation, but once again, if we allow ourselves time to get some of this information back, I can also tell you that if you did nothing, it depends more on your attitude. I'm sorry, I don't want to put it that simply. It just depends on your attitude. If you want to get it, you will get it. You will get it in spite of everything. If you do not wish to have your work interrupted, you will not get it. It's a very, very lazy virus. It is once the mind knows it has HIV, it will get sick. The body will get sick. It will begin to deteriorate. This is why I am against testing. What do you do if you know? Now, any one of you in here, if you tested positive, what would you do? That's right, you would get sick. And you would get pneumonia, and you would do all these other things that's required of you to die.
Give it to all of your closest friends.
Absolutely. Suddenly you feel deprived and you're expecting this terminal illness to hit you. I have to repeat, it is a man-made disease. It is a crystalline formation created by man with a cross between virus and bovine leukemia. And now the proof is coming out, brothers and sisters, it is now showing up as a harmless virus in cattle. Right in Utah, I believe. Or maybe Utah hadn't got it yet.
Why harmless in cattle?
It doesn't bother the cow.
They don't know they have it.
And if the meat is cooked, it is right. They don't know they have it. Very good. I believe, Ricky, you underestimate him. This virus is crystalline. Therefore, when we talk about the right equipment, you see, the right microscope, for instance, only allows you to get into a frequency of light where it will reflect and tune in a item, a substance, a cell, a structure that is of the same frequency as whatever your light is focused to. It goes through a mass of prisms, crystals. But it is the frequency that will explode that, just like shattering a glass. So you, once again, if you only have a microscope, you haven't gotten anything anyway. What good does it do to see it if you can't do anything about it? So it takes a compilation of things to even make the physical entity workable. But this crystalline substance mutates every time it enters a body. Every time you have a positive reaction and it enters a cell, it mutates. So you never know what frequency to use a second time. But you're going to find that it's not the HIV virus that's the problem. That is a basic tertiary syphilis and could be treated properly with penicillin in the proper form. And this is what they were doing in France before they were shut down. This is another way that you know when it is intended to spread, because they were utilizing that particular method of treatment. That's why one getting it would go to France, i.e. Rock Hudson, as a for instance. But they're usually so sick by the time they get there. And he did not get that treatment. HIV doesn't do a blame thing. It gets inside the cell and you can't even budge it. You can't reach it. It lays there. But because it is a foreign body, it wrecks your immune system. Other things in the system react to that foreign body. Just like rejection of an artificial anything or a wrong matched kidney or whatever, the body tends to slough off anything that is alien to it. So it destroys the immune system. So it is always the opportunistic disease that kills the patient. No one dies of AIDS. No one. The HIV virus has never killed anything. That's why the cows, even if they knew. But because the immune system is hampered, interfered with. Pneumonias come. Other diseases. And quite frankly, they could be treated too. But they are deliberately not treated properly.
Could you explain to me the relationship between the AIDS virus or the AIDS disease and the tertiary syphilis? I just never got the connection. Are you saying that the tertiary syphilis comes in the way the pneumonia and the sarcoidosis sarcoma comes? That it's just one of the opportunistic diseases?
Not quite. There is something that is produced which allows for the growth of what is called the spirochete. And the HIV virus, I always want to do that with my hand, because you're going to always find the HIV virus is a little wiggly thing. So is the spirochete. And they are so similar that with one mutation, you have created spirochete. And it usually goes hand in hand with what you will call this Kaposi's sarcoma. It is usually that you will not be able to culture out a spirochete from, say, sputum with a pneumonia, because that is going always to be some kind of pneumococcus. But from all advanced lesions of Kaposi sarcoma, you will be able to culture spirochete. Now the spirochete, and when I say tertiary, I'm referring to its mimicking what happens with syphilis. It can be dormant, it cannot cause you much trouble. But in its advanced stages, it gets behind the membrane of the brain. And people go bonkers. This is also what happens with advanced AIDS, as you're seeing it, with the sarcoma. So you have basically identical viruses, organisms, who do exactly the same thing. They get within other cells where you can't get at them to treat them. You see, if you have advanced syphilis that has become involved in your brain or your spinal canal, it is so advanced you cannot get medication to it. It has then become irreversible. Because once again, it has now crossed that barrier that the typical treatment cannot cross. And that's your oil-based, emulsion-based penicillin. That's why it requires an aqueous-based penicillin, drip, or injectable. Something that can, through osmosis, pass through that membrane. And yes, your government knows. That's always the next question. Absolutely.
We're about to the end of this tape. Is there more?
Hurry, the party's over. The minute Oberly shuts the machine.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
How long will you be here?
Till Monday morning. In the area.
Till Monday morning? Well, this is only Tuesday.
Yeah. You call a meeting every day for it.
No, I'll just get some more questions. I had started them, but I see left them. Okay.
He loves a lot of questions.
Okay.
I pay Patricia. We work this out.
When I was in Savannah in October of last year, and I just don't know if you could tell me what I saw, but I saw something in the sky,
it was